Lesson 1C. Exercises 2 and 3.
Most novelists are hungry for publicity. However, a minority of authors have appeared to hate the attention which their success has brought. Among these are two of the best-known American novelists of the 20th century, J.D. Salinger and Harper Lee. Jerome David Salinger, known as J.D. Salinger, was born in New York in 1919. He grew up in a Jewish family and, at the age of 13, went to a private school in Manhattan. Overall, his education was not a success. He was asked to leave school after a series of poor grades, and he dropped out of New York University after studying there for less than a year. Salinger's passion was writing, and in the 1940s, during and after World War II, Salinger sent many stories and poems to the magazine The New Yorker. They rejected them all. But then his luck changed, and in 1951, Salinger published his first novel, The Catcher in the Rye. It was an immediate success, particularly among younger readers who, for the first time, had an honest portrayal of the stress and confusion of adolescence. Because of its honesty, the novel was controversial. The Catcher in the Rye is not only on the list of books that are most often taught in American schools, but also on the list of books that are most often banned. The success of The Catcher in the Rye made Salinger famous, but he did not react well to fame. He moved from New York to a remote house in the country and gradually became more and more reclusive. He experimented with various different religions, converting first to Buddhism, then to Hinduism, and later to a form of Christianity called Christian Science. Eventually, he abandoned them all. From 1965 until his death in 2010, Salinger published nothing, and for the last 30 years of his life, refused all requests for an interview. Few people even saw or spoke to him. In a strange way, Salinger's single-minded determination to stay out of the public eye made him even more famous. He was famous for not liking fame. The same can be said of another great writer from the 20th century, Harper Lee. She was born in Alabama in 1926, worked hard at school, and went on to university, where she got a degree in English literature. Like Salinger, Lee had a passion for writing fiction, but did not achieve immediate success. In 1949, at the age of 23, she moved to New York to become a writer. But 10 years later, she was still struggling and unknown. Fortunately for her, a friend of hers, who was a successful songwriter, gave her an amazing Christmas present. A whole year's salary in one go. With the money was a note which read, "You have 1 year off from your job to write whatever you please. Merry Christmas." Harper Lee left her job and wrote her first novel, To Kill a Mockingbird. It was an immediate success, winning the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 1961 and selling millions of copies. After the success of To Kill a Mockingbird, the literary world was waiting for Harper Lee's next publication. It never came. Although she worked for a while on a second novel, she never finished it. On the rare occasions when she agreed to appear in public, she always refused to make a speech. Both novels, The Catcher in the Rye and To Kill a Mockingbird, were published more than half a century ago, but both continue to sell hundreds of thousands of copies every year. Perhaps it is surprising that the authors of two such popular books about the human condition were so keen to avoid contact with their fellow humans.